Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Junior Moore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Naerodny and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Staub moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm strikes out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister strikes out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Naorodny reaches second base with a double. Moore moves to third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Moore scores. Naorodny moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. Naorodny scores. Kessinger moves to third. Garr moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kessinger scores. Garr moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Naorodny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Naorodny hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Moore moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Lopez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Naorodny hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Naorodny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Proley now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Naorodny and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 3 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Bruce Taylor now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bannister strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5. And the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kemp moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Jerry Morales. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing right field. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Naorodny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Phil Mankowski pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Proley covering, for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Alan Trammell. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Mankowski now playing third base. Mark Wagner now playing shortstop. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. Garr moves to second. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards short. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. the Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Parrish reaches third base with a triple. Kemp goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 White Sox. Ken Kravick now pitching. Lynn Jones pinch hits for Tim Corcoran. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.